I love Jesus.
Jeg elsker Jesus.
Amen. We also love Brother Thomas.
Vi elsker også Brother Thomas.
Can you give me a clap? Just give me a round of applause. Thomas has fasted for 1 week for this meeting.
Jeg har fastet en uke på grunn av dette møtet.
To receive the anointing to translate.
For å få salvelsen til å oversette.
So, you know, he made my work so easy, very easy.
Han gjør jobben min lett.
So, I'm going to go very slowly.
Jeg skal gå sakte.
I realize that I speak very fast.
Jeg snakker egentlig veldig fort.
And I have 2 hours to preach.
Og jeg har 2 timer på meg.
No, I'm just joking.
Slapp av.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just to say on behalf of Bellemann, the kids, we really love you.
Jeg vil bare si på vegne av familien, vi elsker dere veldig høyt.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you very much for those words.
Takk, Pastor. Takk for de fine ordene.
A few weeks back, I was so confused and saying, Lord, what do you want me to do?
For noen få uker siden så var jeg så forvirret at jeg sa til Gud, hva vil du jeg skal gjøre?
And he picked it up in his spirit that I was really, you know, stressed out.
Og han merket seg noen at jeg var virkelig stresset.
And he prayed for me.
Og han bar for meg.
And I began to get direction from the Lord.
Og jeg begynte å få på direksjon fra Herren.
And the peace of God came upon my spirit.
Og Guds fred kom over meg.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's what we're going to talk about today, walking with God.
Og det skal vi snakke om i dag, om å vandre med Gud.
Walking with God.
Vandre med Gud.
I'm going to follow from where Victor left off last Sunday.
Jeg skal følge opp fra der Victor sluttet forrige søndag.
Walking with God.
Vandre med Gud. Hva betyr det?
You know, we all face issues in life.
Vi møter alle forskjellige ting i livet.
Family issues.
Familieproblemer.
Issues at work.
Problemer på jobb.
A lot of relationship we need to build, some are here and there.
Det forskjellige problemer i relasjonene våre.
You know, manage the home, manage the children.
Og oppdra ungene.
There are so many issues we have to deal with.
Det så mange saker vi nødt til å forholde oss til.
There are so many risks along the way.
Det så mange hindringer på veien.
That you're trying to avoid, some you're trying to avoid.
Du prøver å unngå det.
Yeah. You know, there are many sicknesses all over the place.
Det mange ting du må følge med på overalt.
And all this come with pressures.
Og alt dette kommer med press.
We're thinking about moving now. It's a lot of pressures.
Det mye press.
And we all encounter this pressure daily.
Og vi møter dette presset hver eneste dag.
Pressure of building our lives.
Forskjellige press i livet.
Pressure to make progress at work.
Press fra jobben at vi skal ha suksess.
Pressure to grow the church.
Press at vi skal få menigheten til å vokse.
So we face all kinds of pressure, don't we?
Vi møter alt mulig type press.
If you don't face any pressure, raise your hands. I like to see your hands.
Hvis du ikke har noe press, så løft opp hånden. Jeg har lyst til å se hånden din.
The only person in my house that doesn't have any pressure.
Det eneste i mitt hus som ikke har noe press.
Guess who that is?
Gjett hvem det er.
My son David.
Det min son David.
Yeah, we're gonna go to Canada. Yeah.
Yes, vi skal flytte til Canada.
He's got no problems, no pressures.
Han har ingen problemer, ingen press.
And I'm confronting pressures every day.
Og jeg møter press hver eneste dag.
Of where to move the kids.
Hvor jeg skal flytte ungene.
To put the kids.
Hvor jeg skal, hva for noen skoler jeg skal gå på.
Stay.
Hvor jeg skal bo.
How my new work will be.
Hvordan min nye jobb kommer til å være.
So many issues we all have to deal with.
Det så mange saker vi er nødt til å forholde oss til.
Sometimes it could be, you know, issues and pressures of sickness, really.
Noen ganger kan det være en press som fører til sykdom.
Or weakness.
Eller svakhet.
Or confusion.
Eller forvirring.
Or depression.
Eller depresjon.
Name them.
Bare tenk på det.
We all deal with these issues, don't we?
Vi må forholde oss til disse sakene, må vi ikke det?
But we have 2 choices, ladies and gentlemen.
Men vi har to valg, mine damer og herrer.
And this is the message the Lord gave into my heart today. We have 2 choices to deal with this pressure.
Budskapet som jeg fikk fra Herren i dag, at vi har 2 måter vi kan forholde oss til disse forskjellige utfordringene på.
We can figure out how to deal with these issues.
Vi kan finne ut hvordan vi skal forholde oss til dette.
We can devise methods.
Vi kan løse disse problemene.
We can rely on our intelligence.
Vi kan stole på vår intelligens.
And our studies.
Og det kan vi ha lært.
And science.
Og vitenskap.
And cancer.
Og det som folk har rådgitt oss til.
And all kinds of methods.
Og forskjellige metoder.
To deal with these problems.
For å forholde seg til disse problemene.
But I don't know about you.
Men jeg vet ikke hvordan det er med deg.
Those methods have failed me many times.
Men de metoderne, de har sviktet meg mange ganger.
Is it true about your life as well?
Er det sant med deg også?
Those methods have not worked all the time.
De metoderna har inte alltid virkat.
In fact, they've not solved my problem all the time.
De har inte löst problemen I mina hver gang.
We have another choice.
Vi har ett annat valg.
We got another choice.
Vi har ett annat valg.
And that is a choice to walk with God.
Och det är valget att vandra med Gud.
We got a choice to lean on our own understanding.
Vi har valget om att stola på vår egen förstånd.
And we have a choice to walk with God.
Och vi har ett valg om att vandra med Gud.
The choice of leaning on our own understanding.
Vi som stolar på vår egen förstånd.
Usually lead to frustration.
Så leder det som regel till frustration.
I have tried so many times on many issues and I failed.
Jag har prövat så många gånger med dessa utmaningar och jag har misslyckats.
I have done many things myself to try to get my way through problems and I failed.
Jag har prövat på min måte många gånger men jag har misslyckats.
And I'm not going to pretend that I'm so spiritual that I've not really, you know, tried my own methods. I've tried.
Jag ska inte låta som jag är sondlig att jag inte har prövat det. Jag har prövat.
And every time I fail.
Och hver gång har jag misslyckats.
Or I succeed a little.
Jag har lite succé.
But I don't succeed fully.
Men jag kommer inte fullt igenom.
I only go so far.
Jag kommer bara så långt.
But I don't make it all the way.
Men jag kommer inte helt fram.
There's a better way.
Då finns en bättre väg.
I said there is a better way.
Jag sa då finns en bättre väg.
It's proven. It's proven.
Den är bevisad.
It's tested.
Den är testad.
It has delivered result. There is a better way.
Då finns en bättre väg.
Walk with God.
Vandra med Gud.
How will you feel?
Hur vill du känna dig?
If somebody says, well, you know what? There's a source of infinite wisdom.
Hvis någon säger att det finns en kilde till oändlig visdom.
There's the smart source.
Då finns en kilde.
The smartest source in the universe.
Den smartaste kilden I universet.
There's intelligence which passes understanding.
Då finns intelligens som övergår all förstånd.
There is a source of wisdom which you can't even understand it.
Då finns en kilde till visdom så stor att du kanske inte ens förstår det.
What if somebody said this almost infinitely merciful, kindest God you can imagine?
Visst, då finns en oändlig nådefull Gud.
He calls himself El Shaddai, the heavily breasted one.
Han kallar sig El Shaddai, den oändliga.
The one that is more than enough.
Han som är mer än nog.
The absolutely most powerful, infinite God.
Den absolut mest kraftfulla Gud.
Immortal God.
Udödliga Gud.
He was from the beginning, he is and he will ever be. He never ever fail.
Han var från begynnelsen och han vill för alltid vara och han misslyckas aldrig.
What if somebody would tell you there's that other source?
Hvis noen sa, da finnes denne kilden.
Of intelligence you can draw from.
Av intelligens du kan trekke fra.
Of strength you can draw from.
Av styrke du kan hente.
Of ability you can draw from.
Av evner og egenskaper du kan hente fra.
And that's God walking with God.
Og det kalles å vandre med Gud.
It is the other way that passes what we know.
Det är det som övergår det som är vet.
It is the thing that is beyond our ability and capability.
Det som går längre än vår förståelse och våra evner.
We have a choice.
Man har ett valg.
To do it our way.
Och gå den vägen.
But we have a choice.
Man har att gå vår egen väg eller
to walk with God.
Eller att vandra med Gud.
We're talking about walking with God today.
Vi snackar om att vandra med Gud idag.
And walking with God, I want to just be very clear and very slow about this.
Jag har lust att vara väldigt, väldigt tydlig om detta.
It was a message the Lord put in my spirit. I couldn't run away from it.
För det var ett budskap som Gud la I min ande. Jag kunde inte flykta från det.
Walking with God means faith. It involves faith. It's all about faith.
Vandra med Gud, det involverar tro och det handlar egentligen om tro.
And faith means you surrender to God, isn't it?
Och tro betyder att du är övergett till Gud. Är det inte det?
It means you're totally dependent and reliant on God.
Det betyder att du totalt stolar på och avhängig av Gud.
It means wherever you go, Lord, I will go.
Det betyder att överallt hur du går, Gud vill gå med dig.
It means Lord, you are the shepherd.
Det betyder Gud, du är min hurde.
And I am the sheep.
Och jag är sauen.
And where you go?
Och där du går.
I will follow.
Vill jag följa?
Where you go?
Där du går.
I will follow.
Vill jag följa?
What's the big deal about that?
Vad är det som betyder så mycket med det?
And when we talk about the Lord leading us, a lot of us have some difficulties with that.
När man snackar om att Gud ska leda oss så får många av oss problem med det.
Today I was thinking about it and say,
jag tänkte på det idag.
In my office.
På mitt kontor.
Between me and my managing director.
Mellan mig och min direktör.
I have 8 people behind.
Så det är 8 led.
So I have a boss.
Så jag har en chef.
Who reports to a boss?
Som har en chef.
Who reports to a boss?
Som har en chef.
Who reports to a boss?
Som har en chef.
Who reports to a boss?
Som har en chef.
Who reports to a boss?
Som har en chef.
Who reports to a boss?
Som har en chef.
And I'm led by head bosses.
Och jag är led av 8 chefer.
What's big about being led by God?
Vad är det som är stort med att vara led av Gud?
Wherever you go.
Där han går, där följer jag.
Wherever you go.
Där du går.
There I will go.
Där vill jag gå.
Wherever you go.
Där du går.
There I will go.
Där vill jag gå.
That is what we've missed a lot in Christianity.
Det är det vi savnar i vår kristendom.
Knowing that our walk is not a walk of flesh.
Och veta att vår vandring är inte en vandring av kött.
It's a walk with God.
Men det är en vandring med Gud.
And when we walk with God, we are like sheep.
Och när vi vandrar med Gud så är vi som sauer.
Led by the shepherd.
Som blir ledda av en hurde.
Jesus said in John chapter 10.
Jesus sa i Johannes 10.
My sheep hear my voice.
Mina får höra min röst.
The voice of the herder they will not hear. They don't know him.
De känner inte de andra hurdarna.
The herder is the thief.
Då sa du tyven.
He is the shepherd.
Och här har du hurden.
It turns out, ladies and gentlemen, that you either are led by the thief,
antingen är du ledd av tyven,
or you're led by the shepherd.
Eller så är du ledd av hurden.
I'd rather be led by the shepherd.
Jag vill hellre vara ledd av hurden.
How about you? I'd rather be led by the shepherd.
Kom med dig, jag vill hellre vara ledd av hurden.
He said, my sheep hear my voice.
Min får hör min röst.
And where do I lead them to? I lead them to everlasting life.
Och jag leder dem till evigt liv.
When we follow him, he leads us to everlasting life.
När vi följer han så leder han oss till evigt liv.
He says the thief comes but to steal, kill and destroy.
Tyven kommer bara för att dräpa, ödelägga, mörda.
But I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly.
Men jag kommer för att du ska ha liv och liv i överflöd.
I have come to lead you and lead you to life.
Jag kommer för att leda dig och leda dig till liv.
And lead you to prosperity.
Leda dig till framgång.
And lead you to fullness.
Och leda dig till helhet.
And lead you to strength.
Leda dig till styrka.
Hallelujah.
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 So it's a relationship of the sheep and the shepherd.
Det är ett förhållande mellan fåren och hurden.
Where we hear his voice. Where we listen to his voice.
Kommer höra hans röst, lyssna till hans röst.
Where we hear him lead us.
Han leder oss.
When we are totally reliant and dependent on him.
Vi stoler totalt på han.
And he says go to the right and we go.
Han säger men gå där han går.
Is there any big thing about that?
Det är en stor ting med det.
Okay, I got 8 bosses in the office and they all mislead me all over the time, isn't it?
Jag har 8 chefer och de bara ger mig fel direktion hela tiden.
One says go this way, another person says that way.
En säger gå där, en annan säger gå där.
And because I hand my salary, I say yes, 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 and I'm so confused.
Och för det de ger mig lön så blir jag så förvirrad och prövar göra allt.
I'd rather be led by the master.
Jag vill hellre vara led av mästaren.
Because he leads me to life.
För han leder mig till liv.
He leads me to life.
Han leder mig till liv.
But following means having fellowship with him.
Men att följa han betyder att ha fällskap med
honom. Having relationship with
him. Ha relation med honom.
Developing together with the Lord.
Och utveckla dig samman med Herren.
Hearing his voice.
Höra hans röst.
It's a relationship that involves conversation.
Det är ett förhållande som innebär samtale.
I mean, those of us that are married here.
De av oss som är gift här.
You must have communications and conversations with your wife.
Du må kommunicera och ha samtal med kunden, till och med familjen.
I'm having a conversation with you.
Och må ha, du må ha en samtal med dig.
To develop a relationship of conversations with us.
Gud vill utveckla en relation som är baserad på
where
samtalen.
He basically talks with us.
Och han snackar med oss.
And relate with us like just
och relaterar till oss och har relation som en vän med oss.
God desires that relationship.
Gud förtjänar det förhållandet.
Because you know it's his passion that we come into. He says, "I stand at the door of your heart."
Det är hans passion. Han säger, "Står och bankar vid din hjärtedörr."
Anyone who hears my voice,
den som hör min röst,
I will come in.
Jag vill komma in
and dine with him.
Och ha måltid med.
And we're going to have fellowship together.
Och vi ska ha fällskap.
God really wants relationship with us.
Gud vill ha relation.
One that involves, you know, Lord, what do you want me to do?
Gud, vad vill du ska göra?
How shall I deal with this matter?
Hvordan skal jeg gjøre med dette her?
Lord, I've not heard from you for 2 days.
Jeg har ikke hørt fra deg på 2 dager.
When I was preparing for this message.
Når jeg forberedte meg til dette budskapet.
I had all kinds of very fanciful preachings to make.
Så hadde jeg veldig mange fancy taler jeg kunne tatt.
And I said, Lord, is that what you want me to preach?
Så sa Gud, er det det du vil jeg skal si?
And he said, no.
Han sa, nei, nei.
And you know, yesterday I said, Lord, you know, I want to tell Thomas what I'm preaching about.
Jag sa, Herre, jag vill fortälla Thomas vad jag ska tala om.
What do you want me to preach about, Lord?
Vad vill du ska snacka om här?
And I didn't hear a word.
Och jag hörde ingenting.
I just think, and I'm just, God, what do you want me to do?
Jag sa, Gud, vad vill du ska göra?
And you know, and I kept on praying and I kept knocking the door.
Jag fortsatte att be och fortsatte att banka på.
And this morning I heard the word in my heart.
Och idag morgon så hörde jag ordet i mitt hjärta.
Walking with God.
Vandra med Gud.
Walking with God.
Vandra med Gud.
Walking with God.
Vandra med Gud.
Let me give you a best illustration of this.
La meg gi deg en illustrasjon om dette.
If you go to Isaiah chapter 5,
hvis du går til Jesaja kapittel 5,
verses 17 to 19, I believe that scripture is still there. I'll just kind of summarize it for you. Amen. Isaiah 5, 17 to 19. This was the time when David was just confirmed as king over Israel. And the Philistines knew about it. Amen. And the Philistines decided to attack the children of Israel in a valley. It has one complicated name. Oh, sorry. I've forgotten that you're not translating. Sorry. Isaiah 5. Second Samuel chapter 5.
Andre Samuel 5, 17-19.
Yeah, I'll just tell you the story.
Jeg skal fortelle deg historien.
Yeah, David was just confirmed as king over Israel.
David har nettopp blitt konge I Israel.
And the Philistines decided to fight the children of Israel.
Og filisterne har bestemt seg for å kjempe mot Israel.
And they went to a valley to fight the army of Israel.
Og de gikk for å invadere og slåss mot hæren til Israel.
What did David do?
Hva gjorde David da?
David said he went to the Lord.
Herren, David gikk til Herren.
He said, "Lord, do I go after them?"
Og så Herre, skal jeg gå etter filisterne?
In the valley.
Og møter de I dalen.
And the Lord said, "Yes, go after them."
Og Herren sa, ja, gå etter de.
In the valley.
I dalen.
And he defeated the Philistines in the valley.
Og han slo filisterne I dalen.
After a few days,
etter noen dager,
the Philistines came back again.
Så kom filisterne tilbake igjen.
To wage war against the children of Israel.
For å fortsette krigen mot Israel.
In the same valley.
I den samme dalen.
The same army.
Den samme hæren.
The same group.
Den samme gruppen.
In the same place.
På det samme stedet.
Let's not joke about it. David was such a talented man.
David var en mann full av talenter.
He was an experienced man.
Han var en erfaren mann.
He knew how to fight wars.
Han visste hvordan han skulle slåss.
What did David do?
Hva gjorde David?
David did not say, "The Lord has told me this is the way to do it before."
David sa ikke sånn gjorde det før.
And use the same method now.
Og som jeg skal bruke den samme metoden nå.
He walked with God and he was led by God.
Han vandret med Gud og han ble ledet av Gud.
He went back to God.
Han gikk tilbake til Gud.
What should I do, Lord?
Hva skal jeg gjøre, Herre?
And the Lord said, "Don't go after them."
Ikke gå etter de.
So if he had gone after them, he would have been defeated.
Hvis du hadde gått etter de, så hadde du blitt overvunnet.
If he had gone after them, he would have been using his own methods.
Hvis han hadde gått etter de, så hadde han brukt sin egen metode.
His own understanding.
Sin egen forståelse.
But he was working with the Lord and said, "Lord, what will you want me to do now?"
Men han vandret med Gud og sa, Herre, hva vil du skal gjøre nå?
And the Lord said, "Don't go after them."
Og Herren sa, gå ikke etter de.
Rather, go around them.
Gå rundt de.
When you go around them,
når du går rundt de,
you will hear the rushing of troops.
Så vil du høre når herrene marsjerer.
On a tree called mulberry tree.
Du vil se på morbærtrærne.
And that is the time you then move in.
Og da skal du bevege deg inn.
What are those troops on the mulberry tree? It's angels, of course.
Det engler som kommer.
When you hear the rushing of the troops,
når du hører herrene,
on the mulberry tree, moving with your hammer.
Då ska du bevega dig.
And he defeated the Philistines.
Och han övervann filisterna.
Walking with the Lord.
Vandra med Gud.
Not by our methods.
Inte med våra metoder.
Not by our understanding.
Inte med vår förståelse.
Walking with the Lord.
Vandra med Herren.
David was such an example of somebody who decided, "Yeah, there's a better way."
David var ett bra exempel på en som bestämde sig för att finna en bättre väg och jag vill vandra med Herren.
Amen.
Amen.
Now you asked me today, Brother Babs, how can I do it?
Du spør meg, Broder Babs, hvordan kan jeg vandre med Gud?
How can I walk with the Lord?
Hvordan kan jeg vandre med Gud?
I will just share with you a few examples.
Jeg skal dele med deg noen få eksempler.
Share a few scriptures.
Dele noen få bibelsteder.
Maybe, you know, give you my own personal experiences.
Kanskje kan jeg gi deg mine personlige erfaringer.
And then we'll close in the next 2 hours.
Og så skal vi avslutte I løpet av de neste 2 timene.
Praise the Lord.
Pris Herren.
Amen. I will walk with the Lord.
Jeg vil vandre med Herren.
I will walk with the Lord.
Jeg vil vandre med Herren.
Enoch walked with God and he was not because he fell in love with God. God took him up.
Han ble forelsket I Gud.
Amen.
Amen.
How do you, we don't have Jesus around.
Hvis vi ikke har Jesus rundt oss.
It was so easy with the disciples.
Det var så lett for Jesus, for disiplene.
They had Jesus with them.
De hadde jo Jesus med seg.
So they could ask him, Lord, when will you restore the kingdom back to Israel?
Så de spurte, hva tid skal du gjenopprette kongeriket Israel?
They could ask him questions every day.
De kunne stille spørsmål hver dag.
But we don't have him physically like Pastor Anfin now. We don't have Jesus yet.
Men vi har ikke Jesus fysisk her, sånn som Pastor Anfin.
But guess what?
Men yet.
What do we have?
Hva det vi har?
What do we have? We don't have Jesus in person.
Vi har ikke Jesus i person.
Someone.
Men vi har noen.
We have the Holy Spirit.
Vi har den hellige ånd.
We have the Holy Spirit.
Vi har den hellige ånd.
John chapter 14.
Johannes kapittel 14.
He says, I will send you a comforter.
Men han sier, jeg skal sende en talsmann.
Even the Holy Spirit.
Den hellige ånd.
He will lead you to all truth.
Han vil lede dere denne hele sannheten.
The scripture says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
Skriften sier i 1. Korinther kapittel 2.
So many scriptures today, so,
jeg har lest så mange skriftsteder i dag.
He says, no one knows the mind of any man.
Ingen kjenner sinnet en mann.
Except that man himself.
Bare den mannen selv.
You don't know my mind.
Du vet ikke hva jeg tenker.
But my spirit knows my mind.
Men min ånd vet hva jeg tenker.
He says that no one knows the spirit of God.
Ingen kjenner Guds ånd.
Or the mind of God.
Eller Guds sinn.
But the spirit of God.
Utenom Guds ånd.
But he said, thank God.
Men takk Gud.
We know the mind of God.
Vi kjenner Guds
because
sinn.
Because we have his spirit on the inside of us.
For det har hans ånd på innsiden av oss.
To know God's will and purpose.
Vi vet Guds vilje og hensikt. For våre liv.
For our environment.
For vårt miljø.
For our church.
For vår kirke.
For our families.
For vår familie.
For our walk.
For vår vandring.
For everything that pertains to us.
For
we have the spirit of God.
Vi har Guds ånd.
And I want us to explore.
Og jeg vil at vi skal utforske.
How to walk with God through his spirit.
At vi skal se hva vi har i Guds ånd.
God speaks.
Gud taler.
God ministers.
Gud betjener.
And everybody has a different experience.
Og alle har forskjellige erfaringer.
For it's urgent upon my heart to say, find your way of knowing how God talks to you.
Men jeg har lyst til å si, finn din måte på hvordan Gud taler til deg.
If you ask me, how do you do it, Brother Babs?
Hvis du spør meg, hvordan opplever du det, Brother Babs?
I'm going to ask you a question back.
Så skal jeg stille deg et spørsmål tilbake.
Is there anything you've done in your life that you've not learned?
Er det noe du har gjort i livet ditt som du...
Is there anything you've done in your life that you've not learned?
Er det noe du har gjort i livet ditt som du ikke har lært av?
Yeah. Is there anything? You learned to crawl.
Du har lært å krype.
You learned to walk.
Du har lært å vandre.
You learned to even eat.
Du har til og med lært å spise.
You learned to speak.
Du har lært å snakke.
You learned to speak, to sit.
Du har lært å sitte.
And I learned to listen.
Og jeg har lært å lytte.
It was difficult listening.
Det er vanskelig å lytte.
Belema was very helpful in that.
Min kone har hjulpet meg med det.
There is nothing we all know how to do today that we've not learned.
Det finns ingenting som vi kan i dag som vi ikke har lært.
You will learn to walk in the Spirit.
Och du kan lära och vandra.
We will learn to walk with God.
Du kan lära och vandra med Gud.
Amen.
Amen.
And it starts with learning to walk in the Spirit, to understand when God speaks to us.
Det lära med att vandra startar med att lära att du vandrar i Guds ånd och höra när han talar till dig.
And I will give us some very practical example from my own life.
Och jag ska ge dig några enkla praktiska exempel från mitt liv.
And I'm not, you know, talking about some willy-willy-willy-willy-willy-willy kind of thing.
Jeg snakker om et eller annet merkelig.
There's no willy-willy-willy-willy-willy-willy-willy. There's nothing like that.
Ikke noe merkelig.
I'm still normal, am I not?
Jeg fremdeles normal, ikke det?
There's a higher benefit.
Men det finnes...
There's a higher calling.
Det finnes et høyere kall.
There's a realm of better operation.
Det finnes et høyere nivå.
There is huge resources we can call upon.
Det finnes indre kilder vi kan kalle på.
If we walk with God.
Hvis vi vandrer med Gud.
If we walk with God. If only we walk with God.
Hvis vi vandrer med Gud.
I find out in my life, number one point. Be still.
Punkt nummer en.
Be still and be quiet.
Vær stille.
So I'm not asking you to go to one place and be, no, that's not what I'm asking.
Jeg ber ikke om at du skal gå inn i deg selv.
I find in my own life that when I began to really walk with God.
Jeg har funnet ut i mitt liv at når jeg virkelig har begynt å vandre med Gud.
I have to create a very, some quiet space sometimes.
Så må jeg finne ro noen ganger.
And it doesn't mean I go to the top of the mountain.
Det betyr at jeg går på toppen av fjellet.
And it doesn't mean I go to one place somewhere near the sea. No, it's not.
Det betyr at jeg går til en spesiell plass.
But I create a quiet space around me.
Men jeg sørger for at det er stilt rundt meg.
The scripture says, be still and know that I'm God.
Skriften säger, var stilla eller och vita dig Gud.
In that atmosphere.
I den atmosfären.
It's easier to hear God talk with you.
Så det är lättare att höra när Gud talar med dig.
In that atmosphere, it's easier to pick His voice.
I den atmosfären så är det mycket lättare att igenkänna stämmen hans.
I find it's always difficult when I have a noisy environment when my heart is agitated.
Det är vanskligare när det är mycket oroligheter runt mig. Mitt hjärta är orolig.
To hear God talk with me.
Då hör jag Guds stämma så klart.
But when I find myself in a quiet space around me.
Men när jag har funnit den stilla platsen.
And I'm not saying 24 hours a day, you know, Belema talks to me and I don't want to talk to you.
Jag säger 24 timmar dagen att när kon och snackar så jag vill inte snacka med dig nu.
You understand what I'm talking about?
Du förstår vad jag menar?
You understand what I'm talking about?
Förstår du?
Amen.
Amen.
That is the sort of atmosphere that makes it easy for God to communicate with us.
Det är en sån atmosfär som gör det lätt för Gud att kommunicera och snacka med oss.
And we draw from it.
Och man kan träcka från honom.
And we hear His voice speak to us.
Man hör hans stämma att han talar till oss.
And we draw from His life.
Och man träcker från hans liv.
Amen.
Amen.
The second thing I'd like to mention, I will be very quick.
Den andra tingen jag vill nämna, jag ska vara väldigt rask.
I still have 2 hours.
Jag har fortfarande 2 timmar.
Where I come from in Nigeria, when pastors preach like 1.5 hours, they say, I've just begun.
No, där jag kommer från Nigeria så talar pastorerna väldigt länge.
Amen. No, don't worry, I'm just joking. I'll soon be rounding up.
Bara slapp av, vi ska avsluta i tid.
We must be settled in His grace.
Vi må vara placerat i hans nåde.
I talk about creating a quiet space around you.
Du, jag snackar om att du må få en stilla atmosfär runt dig.
But we must be settled in His grace.
Men man var satt i hans nåde. Yeah.
I don't want to preach about this one more time because pastor has preached and preached on it.
Jag ska inte förkynna om nåden en gång till för pastorn har förkynt och förkynt om det.
If you will permit me to just summarize it a little bit.
Men hvis du bara vill tillåta mig att uppsummera det lite.
It means understanding.
Det betyder att man må förstå.
That when you repented.
Att när du omvänder dig.
It was not a change of your physical person.
Så var det inte en förändring av den fysiska personen.
Otherwise I would have loved to look like, you know, Thomas now. You know, I would have become as white as Thomas.
För ellers vill jag verkligen lika blek som Thomas. Tack ska du ha.
Handsome, man. Yeah. Knock off 20 years out of my life and get younger again.
20 år yngre.
No.
Nej.
It's a change of nature. Within us.
Det är en förändring av naturen på insidan.
We have the nature of God.
Man har fått Guds natur.
Not stories, but that's the reality.
Det är inte äventyr, det är realitet.
What happened was a miracle.
Det som skedde var ett mirakel.
A change of nature.
En förändring av natur.
We now have the nature of God.
Man har nu Guds natur.
Which makes it possible for us to do what we of our own self cannot do.
Som gör det möjligt och gör det som vi i oss själva inte kan göra.
You have the ability of God on the inside of you.
Du har Guds egenskaper på insidan av dig.
You have the wisdom of God resident on the inside of you.
Du har Guds visdom permanent på insidan av dig.
God's nature makes it possible for you to do that which you cannot of your own ability.
Guds natur gör det möjligt för dig att göra det som du i din egen natur inte kan.
That's God's grace.
Det är Guds nåde. Det är Guds nåde.
And we must be established in that.
Och vi måste bli etablerade i det.
That I can do all things.
Att jag kan göra allt.
Through Christ.
Genom Kristus.
Who strengthens me.
Som styrker mig.
That for me because I believe.
Jag tror.
Nothing shall be impossible.
För mig som tror är ingenting omöjligt.
We have to be established in that. In the grace of God.
Men att bli etablerat i det i Guds nåde.
Amen.
Amen.
The third thing I'll mention.
Den tredje tingen jag vill nämna.
It's the word of God.
Det är Guds ord.
The word of God.
Guds ord.
The scripture says in John 16 that the Holy Spirit will bring to our remembrance what he has taught us before.
Det skriften säger, Johannes 16, att den helige ande vill minna oss om det han har lärt oss.
I find that sometimes when I'm in a crisis.
Jag upplever att någon gång när jag är i en kris.
And I'm looking to God and saying, what should I do?
Och jag säger till Gud och säger, vad ska jag göra?
Lord, what do you want me to do?
Vad vill du jag ska göra?
And I could say like that for like, you know, maybe the Lord doesn't talk with me for like, you know, one day. Yeah.
Kanske Gud talar till mig den dagen.
I've grown to know him a little bit.
Jag har lärt att känna honom bitlitt.
He wants me to dig a little deeper.
Han vill att jag ska gräva lite djupare.
And we have a very interesting relationship.
Och man har ett intressant förhållande.
And so I sometimes quarrel with the Lord and say, why are you not talking with me?
Någon gång säger till Gud, varför talar du inte till mig?
Lord, you know, I'm really thirsty and dry. I want to hear you talk.
Jag är törst och torr. Jag vill snacka med dig.
Oh, maybe the following morning.
Men kanske morgonen efterpå.
The word of the Lord will come on.
Så kommer Guds ord till mig.
The word of the Lord will come unto you.
Guds ord vill komma till mig.
And the word of the Lord that comes unto you will be in line with the word of God.
Och det ordet som kommer till dig vill vara förenligt med Guds skrivna ord.
If what you hear is not in line with the word of God.
Hvis det du hör inte är förenligt med Guds skrivna ord.
That's not God talking with you.
Så är det inte Gud som talar med dig.
The Holy Spirit will always talk in line with the word of God.
Den helige ande vill alltid snacka i överensstämmelse
med Guds ord. Therefore it's important.
Därför är det viktigt.
That we study the word of God.
Att vi studerar Guds ord.
The scripture says study to show yourself approved unto God.
Studera så att du visar dig framför Gud.
A workman that need not be ashamed.
En så du ska inte skamma dig.
Rightly dividing the word of truth.
När du kan förstå sanningens ord.
He said this book of the law, Joshua 1:8. This book of the law.
Joshua 1:8, den är Guds ord.
Will not depart out of your mouth.
Ska inte vika från din mun.
But you will meditate therein day and night.
Men du ska meditera på en dag och natt.
Day and night.
Dag och natt.
And so you will observe to do what is written inside of it.
Så att du kan göra det som står skrivet i den.
And when you do so.
Och när du gör det.
The Bible says you will have what? Success.
Så säger Bibeln att du ska ha success.
No, he didn't say that.
Nej.
What did he say?
Kan säga Bibeln.
Good success.
God success.
You will have good success.
Du ska ha god framgång.
The Holy Spirit works with the word of God.
Den helige ande verkar samman med Guds ord.
How effectively you walk with God depends on how much of the word of God you have on the inside of you.
Hur effektivt du vandrar med Gud har med hur mycket av Guds ord du har på insidan.
We need to labor and study the word of God.
Men att studera Guds ord.
And meditate on the word of God.
Och meditera på Guds ord.
And there's life in the word of God.
Och det är liv i Guds ord.
And let that life get released on the inside of us.
Och det livet, det ska leda oss.
Amen.
Amen.
The last point I'm going to mention.
Det sista jag vill nämna.
Is prayer.
Det är bön.
Prayer.
Bön.
What is prayer?
Vad är bön?
I mean, we use one very big word to describe a very simple thing.
Och man brukar ett stort ord för att beskriva en enkel ting.
Prayer is really conversing with the Lord, isn't it?
Bön är enkelt att ha ett samtal med Gud, är det inte det?
And you can pray without ceasing. You can pray non-stop.
Och du kan be hela vägen.
I pray while I'm sleeping. I have even prayed while I'm sleeping.
Jag ber när jag sover.
I pray when I'm awake.
Jag ber när jag är vaken.
I pray in the shower.
Jag ber i duschen.
I pray while walking.
Jag ber när jag är på jobb.
I pray while typing.
Man ska skriva på datamaskin.
I pray all the time.
Jag ber hela vägen.
You don't have to have one special hour in the day and say, Lord.
Du tränger inte en speciell timme på dagen och säger Herre.
It's praying non-stop.
Det handlar om att be hela vägen.
And it's conversation with the Lord.
Och det är samtal med Herren.
It's coming into that place, that chamber with the Lord.
Det är att komma på det kammaret med Herren.
And you're saying, Lord, what will you want us to do?
Och du säger Herre, vad vill du att vi ska göra?
And you are making supplications. Oh, that's a very big word.
Yes.
You're asking God on behalf of people.
Du spår Gud på vägnar av folk.
Lord, help this person.
Hjälp denna person.
Lord, we receive healing for this fellow.
Helbred denna person.
Lord, what will you want us to do with regards to this person?
Vad vill du hjälpa oss med mot denna person?
Lord, you know, we want people in the church to be strong and, you know, and faithful.
Men vill att folk i menigheten ska vara starka och trofasta.
We want people to walk in the spirit in the anointing.
Men vill att folk ska vandra i Guds son och vara salva.
Whatever the spirit of the Lord lay on your heart.
Oavsett vad Guds helige ande lägger på ditt hjärta.
You can even do like the disciples.
Du kan till och med göra som
disciplerna. You can say to the Lord, teach me to pray.
Du kan till och med säga Herre, lär oss att be.
Isn't that fantastic?
Är det fantastiskt?
Because Lord, I don't know how to pray, Lord. You know,
it's så jag vet inte hur jag ska be.
It's a wonderful relationship.
Det är fantastiskt.
Teach me to pray. I don't know how to pray, Lord.
Lär mig att be. Jag vet inte hur jag ska be.
He just loves you the way you are.
Han bara älskar dig sån som du är.
That's why James said Elijah.
Därför säger Jakob.
Was a man like you and I.
Elijah var en man som mig och dig.
I love the testimony of Elijah.
Jag älskar det vittnesbördet.
You remember the testimony of Elijah?
Hur skulle du det vittnesbördet?
Elijah in 1 Kings chapter 17. 1 Kings chapter 17.
Första Kongebok kapitel 17.
Commanded that there be no rain in Israel.
Så kommanderade Elijah att det inte skulle vara någon regn i Israel.
Because Ahab offended the Lord.
För att en av de andra hade gått emot Herren.
Ahab was the king.
Ahab var kungen.
For I don't know how many years. How many years was it? For some period of time.
Han var I en periodetid konge.
And after, do you, yes, should yes, I say it again?
No, it's okay. Okay.
Bless your heart, brother. Yeah. After many years,
etter mange år,
the Lord moved the heart of Elijah again.
Så bevekte Herren seg I hans hjerte.
And he prayed. He went to the Lord.
Og han gikk til Herren.
And prayed that the heavens be open.
Og han ba om at himmelen skulle åpne seg.
And that there be rain.
Og så kom det regn.
In Israel. In Israel. That there be rain.
At det skulle komme regn. I Israel.
In Israel. And he was praying.
Og han ba.
And he prayed.
Og han ba.
And he prayed.
Og han ba.
The Bible says he fell before the Lord.
Han falt framfor Gud.
And then he sent out his servant.
Og så sendte han ut sin tjener.
He said, go and check. Is there any rain falling?
Kan du gå og se om det noe regn?
What did the servant say?
Hva sa tjeneren?
He said, no rain.
Det ikke noe regn.
And the guy continued in the presence of the Lord.
Og han fortsatte å be, var framfor Guds åsyn.
And after some time, sent his servant again.
Og så sendte han ut tjeneren sin igjen.
Check if there's any rain.
Sjekk om det noe regn.
And the servant came back and said, no rain.
Og tjeneren kom tilbake og sa, det finnes ikke noe regn.
He sent the servant out again for the third time.
Han sendte tjeneren ut igjen.
No rain.
Ingen regn.
Fourth time.
Fjerde gangen.
No rain.
Ingen regn.
Fifth time.
Femte gangen.
No rain.
Ingen regn.
Sixth time.
Sjette gangen.
No rain.
Ingen regn.
Seventh time.
Syvende gangen.
The Lord kicked in.
Han fortsatte.
The Lord kicked in.
Så kom Herren.
The servant came back and said, I saw some cloud gathering from the sea.
Så kom han tilbake, så en liten sky langt vekk.
The Lord is moved in now.
Herren beveger seg nå.
And the cloud gathered.
Og så
the cloud gathered.
Kom det flere skyer.
And turned black.
Og ble sorte.
And there was rain.
Og så kom det regn.
That's it.
Sånn det.
Walking with the Lord in prayer.
Vandrer med Gud I bønn.
Sometimes you don't get the answer immediately.
Noen ganger så får du ikke svar med en gang.
But those who know their God.
Men de som kjenner sin Gud.
Who knows he never fails.
Som vet at han aldri mislykkes.
Who knows he never disappoints.
Han svikter aldri.
Will stay in the place of prayer.
De kommer til å fortsette oppe.
Until the clouds gather.
Helt til skyene samler seg. Og regnet kommer.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. And the Lord is speaking to me now.
Og Herren taler til meg nå.
That if you have a heart,
og hvis du har et hjerte,
for revival in this church,
for vekkelse I denne menigheten,
if you have a heart,
hvis du har et hjerte,
like I do,
som jeg har,
that this city called Stavanger will be touched of the Lord,
at denne byen skal bli berørt av Herren,
and you've prayed,
og du har bedt,
and you can see the cloud gather,
og du kan se skyene som
samler
seg,
and there's no rain coming,
men det ikke noe regn,
go back there.
Gå tilbake.
And walk with the Lord.
Og vandre med Gud.
And walk with the Spirit.
Vandre med hans ånd.
Until the rain comes.
Helt til regnet kommer.
Until the cloud gather.
Helt til skyene samler seg.
Hallelujah.
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 Because the clouds will come.
For skyene vil
the
samle
rain will
seg.
Come.
Regnet vil komme.
He said, I will give you the first and the latter rain.
Han sier, du skal få
in 1 month.
I løpet av 4 måneder.
And give seed to the sower.
Så skal du få såkorn til
såmannen
og brød til den som sulten.
Halleluja.
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 Walking with the Lord.
Vandre med Gud.
We can do it our own ways.
Vi kan gå vår egen vei.
Our own methods.
Vår egne metoder.
Inferior methods.
Menneskelige metoder, gode metoder.
I'm an engineer.
Jeg en ingeniør.
And my methods are not great.
Mine metoder ikke fantastiske.
I remember one time, you know, this may make you laugh. I'm a project manager.
I was
constructing a pipeline to take some crude oil to one place.
Og jeg holdt på med et prosjekt.
And give a clap to
him. Yeah.
And you know. It was about the time we wanted to start producing this oil.
Det var när man skulle börja starta produktionen av olja.
But then the rain, the cloud gathered.
Men skyene samlade sig.
And it was about to rain.
Och det skulle akkurat börja regna.
And you know, it was required of me to finish the project about right there and then, really.
Och jag måste fullföra projektet då.
Otherwise, I'll miss the window.
Eller så hade jag gått klipp av, jag hade bommat på tidsfristen.
So I went to the Lord.
Så gick till Herren.
It sounds ridiculous, doesn't it?
Det har slått allt jag gjorde inte det.
Oh, hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
And I said, Lord, what do I do?
Og så Herre, hva skal jeg gjøre?
I don't want this rain.
Jeg vil ikke at det skal regne.
The Lord says, speak to it.
Og Herren så tal.
I said, rain, stand back in the name of Jesus.
Og så regn, hold tilbake I Jesu navn.
I need 3 hours.
Jeg trenger 3 timer.
To complete this job.
For å fullføre denne jobben.
Stand where you are, rain, in the name of Jesus.
Bli der I Jesu navn, regn.
And there was no rain.
Og det kom ikke regn.
Okay, you may tell me that it's coincidence.
Du kan gjerne si at det tilfeldig.
I love such coincidence. I love such coincidence.
Jeg elsker sånne tilfeldigheter I så fall.
I prayed.
Jeg ba.
As the Lord led me to.
Sånn som Gud leder meg til.
I asked of the Lord.
Jeg spurte Herren.
What will you want me to do?
Hva vil du jeg skal gjøre?
And he said, speak to the rain.
Og han sa, tal til regnet.
Speak to the cloud.
Tal til skyen.
And I spoke to the cloud.
Og jeg talte til skyen.
And the cloud obeyed the word of the Lord.
Og skyen var lydig mot Guds ord.
And I finished my project.
Og jeg fullførte prosjektet.
And I got promoted.
Og jeg fikk forfremmelsen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Simple, you know, such simple thing, brethren.
Sånne enkle ting.
Now think about your life.
Tenk på ditt liv.
What are the struggles we are going through?
Hva dine kamper akkurat nå?
What are the things we're trying to do by our own devices and methods?
Hva de tingene du med prøver med våre egne metoder og fullfører?
There's a better way.
Det finnes en bedre vei.
Let's walk with the Lord.
La oss vandre med Herren.
Let's walk with the Lord.
La oss vandre med Herren.
We started with David.
Vi startet med David.
Remember Psalm 23.
Husker du Salme 23?
The Lord is my shepherd.
Herren min hurde.
That is the story of David.
Det historien til David.
When I read Psalm 23.
Når jeg leser Salme 23.
For me, it captured the walk of David with the Lord.
Så har den fanget Guds vandringen David hadde med Gud.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Herren min hurde.
Because he's my shepherd, I shall not want.
For det han min hurde, så skal jeg ikke.
I shall not want. I shall not be lacking anything.
Så skal jeg ikke mangle noen ting.
He makes me to lie down.
Han leder meg til hvile.
In green pastures.
På grønne enger.
He restores my soul.
Han gjenoppretter min sjel, styrker min sjel.
He leads me in the path of righteousness.
Han leder meg på rettferdighetens vei.
For his name's sake.
For hans navns skyld.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
Selv om jeg går gjennom dødsskyggens dal.
I shall fear no evil.
Så skal jeg ikke frykte noe vondt.
For thou art with me, O Lord.
For du med meg, Herre.
Thy rod and thy staff.
Ditt ord og din stav.
They comfort me.
De trøster meg.
Thou prepares a table before me.
Du forbereder et måltid for meg.
In the presence of my enemy.
Foran mine fienders øyer.
You anoint my head with oil.
Du salver mitt hode med olje.
My cup runneth over.
Mitt beger flyter over.
Surely.
Sannelig.
Goodness and mercy.
Bare godhet og miskunnhet.
Shall follow me.
Skal følge meg.
All the days of my life.
Alle mine livsdager.
And I will dwell.
Og jeg skal bo.
In the house.
I Herrens hus.
Of the Lord.
I Herrens hus.
Forever.
For evig.
And ever.
For evig.
And ever.
For evig.
And ever.
For evig.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us walk with the Lord, brethren.
La oss vandre med Herren, brødre og søstre.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of Sakala. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Your fortress. Your deliverer in you will trust. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I believe that we need to minister today, but I'm not in a position to do so. Pastor, can you help us? We need. I feel in my spirit that there are some folks who need to be ministered to.
Jeg kjenner i min ånd at det noen folk som trenger betjening her I dag. Kan pastoren komme og bli med på det?
So much in the family.
Og noen som har problemer I familien.
So much has been made available.
Og noen som har en utfordring I livet.
If only we'll walk with the Lord.
Og vi må vandre med Gud.
We carry burdens we shouldn't carry.
Vi bærer på byrder som vi ikke skulle ha båret på.
We carry pains we shouldn't carry.
Vi bærer smerter som vi ikke skal bære på.
We lack when we shouldn't lack.
Vi mangler når vi ikke skulle mangle.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
Tack ska du ha. Babs, det var ett fantastiskt budskap. Och vi, låt oss bruka lite tid sammen med Jesus här I några minuter för vi går in I avslutningen. För Babs ska ha en utfordring här. Och han sa han ville gärna vara med och betjäna någon människor I förbön som har behov för det ikväll. Så låt oss stå upp och vara öppna för Jesus. Jesus är här. Och jag vill tacka dig, thank you brother for a wonderful message. Important message, special message. Detta är ett vidunderligt budskap, det är ett viktigt budskap. Det är ett speciellt budskap. Är det inte fantastiskt att tänka på att du och jag kan bli lärare?